I call this meeting of Sylvania City Council for November 5th, 2018 to order. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mrs. Capelini?
Here.
Mr. Frye?
Here.
Mr. Hanem?
Here.
Mrs. Hussman?
Here.
Mr. Lukey?
Here.
Mr. Richardson?
Here.
Mrs. Westfall?
Here.
All seven members of City Council are present, and therefore a quorum does exist. I'd like to welcome all of you to our council meeting this evening. Many of you appear to be students. We are glad you are here. If you have questions as we proceed through the meeting, raise your hand and I'll recognize your question at an appropriate time. You will get to hear tonight, City Council, on just one issue, it looks like, will be reading an ordinance three times, or doing a resolution to waive the three readings, and then have pass it as an emergency measure. Our charter requires all ordinances to be read in their entirety three times. That doesn't make sense anymore when everybody can look at it online or get a Xerox copy of it in advance. So on non-controversial items, we oftentimes have a motion to waive the second and third readings and read by title only, and then have an emergency measure which takes a supermajority or five members of council to pass the same night. This is a fairly short agenda, so I only see one example of that this evening. That's why I described it in advance. And we also have a distinguished member of the community in the back right of the house. We'll be welcoming her up in the front shortly. So with that, I invite all of you to join in our Pledge of Allegiance, this meeting led by Mr. Richardson.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Additions to the agenda, I do have at least one for tonight. That is to add agenda item 4C, a proclamation for recognizing Sharon Lang. Mrs. Westfall, any additional items?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Yes, I'd like to just add to the committee reports that I have a committee report from the Finance Committee from October 26th, 2018, as well as the one held today.
Okay, so we have two committee reports. Got it. Any additional items? Mr. Lukey.
Yes, Mr. Mayor, just very quickly at the end, we need to schedule a Human Resources and Community Relations Committee meeting to review applications for some board and commission appointments, and then also an update on the DORA ad hoc committee.
Let's make that 8D. Is that all right, having them in the same item?
Sure.
The DORA?
Sure.
Okay. Any additional items? Mr. Sanford? Mr. Schroyer?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Chief Rodas?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Aller?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Or Law Director?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Is there a motion to approve the agenda as amended?
Second.
Moved and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. The agenda for this evening's meeting is approved. Agenda item 4 is approval of council meeting minutes from two separate meetings. First, from the regular meeting held on October 15th, Mrs. Westfall.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move approval of the Sylvania City Council meeting minutes for the meeting held on October 15th, 2018 as submitted.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve those meeting minutes as submitted. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and those meeting minutes are approved. There was also a special meeting held on October 26th where Councilman Hanem served as the president pro tem. Mr. Hanem.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. All members of council having, all members of council having minutes before them, I move adoption of the minutes of the special meeting of October 22nd, 2018.
Second.
I do have one correction on that in advance. It says that there were seven members present, but only six were listed. You should change that up at the top of those special meeting minutes. You see it? Okay, sorry. So, as corrected.
As corrected.
All right. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. and the meetings of the special meeting on October 26th are approved as well. That brings us to added agenda item 4C, a proclamation to be presented. Sharon, I invite you up to the front. No one is in this community, I don't think, does not know who this woman is. She touches many people, takes pictures of everybody, gets all the names right, and keeps our community on a much more positive basis than many other local newspapers do. And that has been recognized not just in Sylvania, but now outside of Sylvania, with a Golden Touchstone Award. And I have a mayor's proclamation to read. Whereas Sharon Lang was presented with a Golden Touchstone at the 20th Annual Touchstone Award, sponsored by the Press Club of Toledo, and whereas the Golden Touchstone Award is for lifetime achievement in the field of journalism, and whereas Sharon was recognized for her life's work in journalism in the region, starting with the Commercial Advantage and continuing with Sylvania Advantage in 1995, her career has reflected the important role that journalism plays in the lives of the communities in this region. And whereas Sharon has been and continues to be a positive influence on the greater Sylvania community, and we want to recognize and thank her for all she has done for the city of Sylvania. Therefore, I, Craig A. Stow, Mayor, you hereby proclaim today, Monday, November 5th, 2018, as Sharon Lang Day in the city of Sylvania. With that, let's move on to agenda item 5, the Main Street Reconstruction Project. There's a report from the service director concerning change order number 1 final for the construction engineering cost. Mr. Aller.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The construction testing services contract for the Main Street project that just finished here just a couple weeks ago. Initially, the proposal that was submitted for that project was $7,600. Once we got into the project, we found a much larger area of unstable soils that we wouldn't be able to reuse. And so we brought that contractor, the subcontractor, Bowser Warner, for the subsurface investigation. We brought them in, had them take more samples, do a more in-depth analysis of those, and then make a recommendation as to how to best move forward with the construction. They took a look, compared digging out much more soil, putting stone back in, versus using a construction fabric, and analyzed which would be best for a long-term service for that road. That was more work than what was in their original contract, so that was above the scope that they had originally planned on. And then also the phasing that was necessary, that became necessary as part of that project, was not anticipated by them as well. At the beginning of the project, it was their anticipation that they would come in and do all of the testing altogether, which is typical, and then be done with the project. Because of the phasing that we had to do with it, they came, did some testing, left, came back a couple weeks later to do some more testing. It wasn't a normal They came back with a request of an additional $6,028.75. Stantec, who was the general consultant on the project, does not have any additional work in their portion, just the Bowser Mortar portion, which was a sub to them. So we are in agreement with the additional costs, and we would recommend approval. It would bring the Stantec contract to $81,400 to $87,428.75, and we would recommend approval of that.
Discussion. Mr. Richardson is the chair of our streets committee, so this is his ordinance to submit, and you can listen carefully. We will probably have two separate motions. Mr. Richardson.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I would like to introduce ordinance number 59-2018. All members of council having previously received copies, I will read by title only. Authorizing the mayor and director of finance to approve change order number one final to this city's agreement with Stantec Consulting Services Incorporated for the Main Street Reconstruction Project, which reflects the actual work performed on the project, increasing the contract amount by $6,028.75, appropriating funds, therefore, waiving the second and third readings, and declaring an emergency.
Second. It's been moved and seconded that ordinance number 59-2018 be read by title only, and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
I move final passage of ordinance number 59-2018.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 59-2018 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and ordinance 59-2018 is approved. Again, that's how most motions are done in one night, or most ordinances are done with two motions. I already introduced Mr. Richardson as chair of the Streets Committee. Why don't the rest of the city councilmen let you know the different committees they chair on city council? Mr. Hanum?
Yes, Doug Hanum, zoning and annexation.
You should never wake Doug out of a deep sleep.
Hi, I'm Katie Capolini, and I'm chair of the Parks and Forestry Committee.
I'm Mary Westfall, and I'm chair of Utilities and Finance Committee.
I'm Sandy Hussman, I'm chair of Buildings and Grounds.
I'm Mark Fry, and I'm the chair of the Safety Committee.
And I'm Mark Lukey, I'm chair of the Community Relations and Human Resources Committee.
The other two people up here at the table are not elected officials. They are Leslie Brining, the city's law director, and Sharon Booker, the clerk of council. When I first came on city council almost more than 30 years ago, both of those positions were filled by men. The clerk has been a lady for several transitions now, but Leslie is the first female director of law for the city of Sylvania. All right, let's move on to agenda item six. This has to do with a notice for transfer of a D1 liquor permit. Chief, I know you looked into this. Is this just an owner transfer from really the same people? Or?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Any comments?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. A review was conducted by the police department, and at this time we have no concerns or objections to the transfer of this permit.
This
would
be
my recommendation to council that there's no need to request a hearing at this time.
This must be an ownership change of some sort.
Yes.
It had to do with the Chow restaurant at 6064 Monroe Street. So council has the option of requesting a local hearing concerning this liquor permit change, but if the chief has no concerns and city councilmen don't have a concern, we can have a motion to waive that local hearing. Mr. Fry.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I make a motion to waive the local hearing for this this change in the liquor permit.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Agenda item seven, We are here back to talk about the 2019 meeting schedule and the trick-or-treat schedule. It's necessary to do these at this time because we are working diligently to finish up the 2019 community calendar, and these are important dates to go on there. Mrs. Bucher has prepared a preliminary council meeting agenda, and that is the first item that you should look at, and there are questions about which day you would like to have a council meeting go to on a national holiday. And you've got two of those in January and February. You've got the second Monday night in January. We've shifted that to Wednesday. We've taken the second meeting in February, shifted that to Wednesday. And then in September, we've also shifted the Labor Day one to Wednesday. Some years you prefer to go to Tuesday nights. I forget the reasons, but we've picked Wednesday nights. That gives people a little more time if they're traveling on the weekend to get back, but that's your call. Halloween is designated to be Halloween, October 31st, from 6 to 7:30 p.m. At least we waited until after this year's was done.
Mr. Mayor, I know that I have a conflict already on the 23rd of January. I may have a conflict on the 22nd as well, so I'm not sure if it matters if we change it. So if everybody feels strongly, but if nobody has a preference, and that Tuesday, the 22nd, is an option.
Yeah, I'd actually prefer Tuesdays as well.
You can change all of them. There's some worth to being consistent, I think.
Yeah, there's
okay.
Two others, correct?
That's fine.
Was that just an arbitrary call on your part, Sharon?
After a brief
we've done this a few
during
years.
This year we changed some from Tuesday to Wednesday because people were traveling.
Yeah.
And that gave a little bit more time for the weekend.
I'm happy to just change the one that Mary wants.
Any other input from members of council?
There's only two Wednesdays, right?
Three.
In September.
Okay, Labor Day. I think we ought to do them all either Tuesday or I'll do them Wednesday. I think the public will know then what we're doing.
While you're thinking about that, also note that in July and August, the first meeting of the month on the first Monday has been waived as well, per the charter allowance to just have one meeting in those months.
Is there any reason not to do them all on Tuesday?
No preference for me.
Well, let's change to January 22nd, February 19th, and September 3rd.
The only problem with I just thought of this. Trustees meet on Tuesday, which is not a, I don't know if that's an issue or not. And I don't know that they meet. On those
they meet at 4:30 or something.
Yeah, they meet at 5. Let's go with Tuesday. Okay. Never mind.
So I'd like to make a motion that we accept the schedule of regular meetings for the year 2019 as amended.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to set the regular council meeting dates as amended this evening. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Now setting Halloween.
I move that we set trick or treat for Thursday, October 31st, 2019, from 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m.
Second.
Moved and seconded to set trick or treat date as October 31st, which is a Thursday, from 6 to 7:30 p.m. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. On to agenda item 8, which is committee reports. Mrs. Westfall, you have two Finance Committee meetings to report on.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Mayor. We had a Finance Committee meeting on October 26, 2018, and in that meeting we talked about the municipal court budget and the 2019 city budget. Present were myself, Doug Hanem, Mark Lukey, as Finance Committee members, Katie Capellini, Patrick Richardson, and Sandy Husman were there. Mark Fry was excused. Mrs. Brining, Mr. Schroyer, Mr. Aller, Judge Bonfiglio, and Nita S. was there. It was actually a really very good meeting and quite informative to have Judge Bonfiglio and Nita there and to hear their thoughts about the municipal court. Judge Bonfiglio provided an update on the Sylvania court system and shared that the Sylvania Municipal Court is one of the 10 busiest courts in the state with 14,000 to 16,000 cases per year. He's working to reduce probation cases by closing out the long-standing cases and reducing the period of probation from 5 years to 1 or 2 years. He's moved forward hiring a chief probation officer, which is a position that had been open for some time, and increased training for 2 probation officers so they could continue to move through these probation cases, and he's planning to hire a third. He spoke about the kiosk reporting for probation cases, so again, there can be more success with those individuals being able to check in. The clerk's office has begun to accept partial payments for fines, and they've seen court cost collections increase as a result, and they have reduced hours of overtime. Next, they'd like to focus on the drug court. The judge and the clerk addressed questions from council members, and they invited council to take a visit in court, especially to observe the observe on Wednesdays when they tend to have a full load. So that was helpful as well. Other budget items that were discussed was focusing on streets, talking about the capital improvement fund, and we also discussed the possibility of looking at assessments. We did an update on the body cameras and a little explanation around that. Mr. Hanem asked that the safety committee schedule a meeting to review that and understand that with a little more detail. And the meeting was, there was a discussion about having another meeting and having the budget come before City Council on November 19th rather than November 5th. That meeting adjourned then at 9:15, and the committee did set the next meeting for November 5th at 6:15 p.m. for finance. And that was the second meeting that I'll give a report on that we just had right before this. So we had a finance committee meeting. Again, focus was, at that meeting was tonight, November 5th, 2018. Present were all members of the finance committee as well as all other council members, joined by administrative members Toby Schroyer, Kevin Aller, Leslie Brining, and the mayor was present as well. And we again looked at the 2019 budget. We had a lot of discussion about steps going forward. We noted that the 2019 operating budget is balanced, but there is a deficit in the capital improvement fund. Council made a commitment to take a very careful look at that, to review the opportunities to bring that budget in line when in the next budget cycle, but did make the determination that it was important to move forward with approving the budget and making sure that we are being good stewards of our 2019 budget by advancing it. So Mr. Hanem moved and Mr. Lutke seconded that we request administration to advance legislation on the budget with changes to the capital improvement fund consistent with the discussion at the finance committee meetings, and that motion did carry. There was additional discussion on the water. The mayor presented an update for what the issues surrounding water. The meeting adjourned at 7:20. With that, I'd like to make a motion for City Council. So I move that we request administration to advance legislation on the 2019 budget with changes to the capital improvement fund consistent with discussions at the finance committee meetings.
Second.
Moved and seconded, instructing the administration to prepare legislation for our next meeting on November 19th, incorporating changes to the capital improvement fund. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. And we will have that legislation and updated budget for you then.
Thank you.
All right. Added agenda item 8B is a discussion from HR and CR Community Relations Committee and the DORA Subcommittee. Mr. Lukey.
Yes, Mr. Mayor. I need to schedule a committee meeting. I think we're all aware that council has adopted a process last year regarding the appointment of citizens to various boards and commissions. And any time a reappointment has involves a person who's been there for more than two terms, we open it up to a public process, invite new people to come in and screen for the position. We have four positions that are coming up at the end of the year, two on SageYard, one is an open position and one is a reappointment, and two on the Board of Zoning Appeals, which are both reappointments. So I've worked with the law director to develop a process by which we notice these positions being open through the 23rd of November. That will give us an opportunity to kind of screen, do a preliminary screening of these individuals, make sure they live in the city of Sylvania. And then we need to get the committee together to do the interviews of these individuals. I was hoping to do this on December 3rd ahead of our next council meeting. Unfortunately, we don't have everybody available on that date. So I'm wondering, and this is Katie and Sandy and Patrick, if you would be available on the at 5 o'clock on Thursday, December 6th. Patrick can do it. Sandy can do it. Great. Sandy was the prompt responder to the first date I floated out there, as always. And so thank you.
Thursday, November 6th at 5.
Yes, is that okay? December 6th. Did I say November? No, December 6th. And we'll, I think we'll do it again in the police chief's conference room, if it's available, chief. And I think it'll be the same ground rules and the same process as last year, which I can run through, Patrick, with you at some point. So we'll ask the clerk to notice a formal committee meeting for 5 o'clock on December 6th for the purpose of reviewing applications for the BZA and SageYard.
Not that this is a reason to change. Are you going to interview all four candidates then?
We're going to interview all of the all of the candidates that are qualified for all four seats. Yes.
So I would just note that I'm not sure this is a conflict for anybody, but certainly the Winter Wonderland preview party is that night, and so
yes,
if anybody wants to participate in that, they could have
that starts. That's scheduled to start at 6.
Yeah, last year it took about an hour and a half. We had a lot of candidates,
yeah,
and we started at 5, and I think we were done by
that's
council
a,
time.
That's a reception. You can come
wander in.
I don't think it's
right,
a problem.
That's exactly right.
I think it will still be going at 7 or 7:30.
So you're going to start this when?
5.
At 5?
And obviously all members of council are more than welcome to come and sit in. I think that's what happened last year.
And where are you going to do it?
Next door in the chief's conference room.
Can we start it at 4:30?
I could. Could you do that?
Yeah.
Katie?
We do it at 4:30.
Yeah, and sure.
Maybe make it to the...
That's fine. Room. Don't want to miss the party.
Mm-hmm. I have a question.
Yes.
Sharon, when will that be posted for the stage? Where were you? Posting it for the... I'm just wondering if we could send the request for the SageYard, if we could send it to all the principals at Sylvania School so that they could send it out to parents so that we get people that are...
It's on Facebook. It's on the website. Let's talk about the degree of difficulty in doing that, okay? We for sure are going to send it, obviously, to the SageYard board, and I assume that those folks have the ability to spread the word. But let's talk about that. Yeah, if we can do that, Katie will do it. Okay. So 4:30 on that day, and then secondly, just a real quick update. I promised to keep council updated on the process related to DORA and the ad hoc committee that's looking at DORA. We do have another meeting coming up on this Thursday, the 8th, at 8 o'clock in council chambers. So the specific discussion this time will be about the downtown infrastructure that may be necessary to make DORA successful. That was at the request of the committee, and that meeting will last 75 minutes. So be aware of that. That's it, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Are there any other committee reports to be made at this time? Or any committee referrals?
Did we reschedule the streets?
No, it never got rescheduled. We just postponed it.
This was to discuss the small cell technology change.
Small cell technology.
Do you want to set a date? Or?
We can if we think that's the way to move forward. I was told there was no immediate rush on getting that scheduled. So
when does that legislation go into effect?
It already has. Mm-hmm.
At the state level.
There is no immediacy on our end. I know that Kevin and I did respond to Mr. Fry's questions. I believe so. Subparts on some of them. So.
And we appreciate your diligence, Mr. Fry.
Yeah. We did respond. I haven't gotten any other additional questions from anyone else.
I haven't done any work on it either. I mean, I haven't looked at it.
Because yeah,
there's
no
media. Because I'm a lawyer, I work on a deadline, you know.
What we talked about was the budget talks in the finance committee meeting. We can do that.
Next year?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. I'll figure it out in 2019.
Did you send those responses to everyone?
I don't believe so. I think I just sent them back to you.
Yeah, you can forward those on that feed. Fantastic.
All right, we're on to the information items of our agenda. Information item A is the report from the Division of Taxation. You can see that after bouncing back a little last month, we are now down 2.44% through the month of October. This is less than it was before corrections were made last month. I can report to you that we have received good news from the Directions Credit Union that they are under contract to sell their building. Mr. Sanford, can you share anything more about that?
It's a company, Directions have been very helpful. I've been working with Barry Singer and trying to get connected with the new owner of the building. Research Metrics is the name of the company that's going to be. They have 25 employees and possible expansion plans in the future.
What do they do?
I'm going to find out more about that, Katie, but I think they do a lot of survey work and some things of what I can find out. So it could be a nice addition.
All right, moving on to agenda item B, management reports. You received a supplement at your places tonight. In your council packet were most of them, but tonight you received the streets and the information technology quarterly reports as well. And then finally, as agenda item C, you did receive a copy of request for $16,000 from the Sylvania Chamber of Commerce, the same as they've asked for last year. This is to meet requirements for them to put their request in writing. With that, we are at the end of our agenda. Any questions from the students? Typically, you have forms that need to be signed. Please feel free to come up after the meeting to get whatever you need. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to adjourn. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and this council stands adjourned until its next meeting 2 weeks from tonight, on Monday, November 19th at 7:30 p.m. Thank you all for attending.